I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will discuss the opioid crisis at an Atlanta summit next week. Trumps will speak about the fight to end the opioid epidemic at the Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit next Wednesday. The four-day drug abuse summit attracts medical professionals, public health, and elected officials. Augusta Richmond County City Administrator Janice Allen Jackson and General Counsel Andrew McKenzie both resigned yesterday. Their resignations were requested during Tuesday's commissioners' meeting, which was presided over by Mayor Pro Tem Sean Frantum in the absence of Mayor Hardy Davis. McKenzie had been at odds with commissioners for several weeks. Jackson had been under fire due to conflicts with city department heads. The commander of Glynn County's recently disbanded drug squad has resigned. Police Chief John Powell says Captain David Hassler was facing disciplinary action. The Brunswick News reports an investigation found Hassler failed to act on information about the misconduct of a detective under his command. The drug squad was disbanded after the investigation found James Casada had inappropriate sexual relationships with two confidential informants. He resigned in February. Investigators say several officers came to Hassler with information about Casada. The district attorney says the revelations of wrongdoing could jeopardize, quote, a couple of hundred drug cases. Well, Lyft and the city of Atlanta have announced a partnership to fight food deserts. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Starting in May, the rideshare company will provide transportation to 300 families living in food deserts. Each will get up to 8 rides per month to specific grocery stores for a flat fee of $2. Those rides would normally cost up to $10. According to the latest data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, more than a third of Atlanta is considered a food desert. Lyft will work with local organizations to determine which families are at the highest need. The city's pilot program will run for 6 months and be modeled after a similar effort in Washington, D.C. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The women of Spelman College are bringing a national championship back to Atlanta. Yesterday, the all-women's team defeated Florida A&M University in the Honda Campus All-Star Challenge, a 48-team quiz bowl competition focused on students from historically black schools. According to the AJC, this is the first national title for Spelman in the 30-year history of the event. Along with the trophy, the team will also bring home a $75,000 check. Morehouse has won 4 national championships, and Clark Atlanta University has 1 title. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves fell to the Arizona Diamondbacks last night, 9-6. Atlanta's bullpen gave up 7 runs in the final 3 innings. The Braves and Diamondbacks will square off in Game 2 of the series tonight, 7:20 at SunTrust Park. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.